Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. Just speak over yourself, decree and declare today that you're healed, that you're delivered, that you're set free, that you're prosperous, hallelujah, that you're rich, hallelujah, that you're wealthy, that you're strong, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you're fit, hallelujah, that you're called, that God has called you, God has anointed you, God has set you apart for such a time as this. Speak over yourself, decree and declare, hallelujah, better days are here, hallelujah. You ain't got to say better days are coming. You can decree and declare right now that better days are here, and you're walking in your newness. You're walking in your record-breaking miracles of time in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak over yourself, hallelujah. I'm not lonely, hallelujah. I'm well kept by the Lord, my God. I am saved. I am not lost, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that Jesus came, and he found me, and he saved me. Glory to God. Shout and speak over yourself. Glory to God, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, for one more time that you've given us, Father God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, hallelujah. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord our God. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, hallelujah. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs, hallelujah. Speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord, for the Lord is the great God and the great King above all, God. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his head from the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down, and let us live before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, hallelujah, the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, hallelujah, 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 receive divine direction and instruction that you may be saved, hallelujah, and be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be blessed in the land today. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, hallelujah. Sing the Lord all the earth. My Lord, my God, welcome you all to the show. I'm your host. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I know God is doing a new thing, hallelujah, in this year, 2021. We're expecting God to do it, hallelujah. We're waiting expectancy, hallelujah. God is telling us to wait, and in the way God is treating us, and in the way God is preparing us, and in the way God is equipping us for the work that's ahead, in the name of Jesus Christ, all the go before God, because right now God is equipping you, God is preparing you for what is to come in the name of Jesus Christ, that you can decree and declare victory in the way, hallelujah. How about that? Because you said there's kind of God that goes before you and prepare the way that all you got to do is show up and receive the victory. Show up and receive the reward. Hallelujah. Because God is already prepared. Show up and receive the position. Hallelujah. God is preparing you for it. And trust God in it. Hallelujah. You know God can give you wisdom and knowledge of the information that nobody else has. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. What I want you to do today is just open up your mouth and shout with us. Glory. Hallelujah. Sister Connie, open up your mouth and give God our praise. Glory and shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. My heart is heavy. My heart is heavy, but I can still shout. I can still shout.
Jesus.
But I want my prayer group to do a special prayer, a short prayer for my sister-in-law. I lost a nephew 2 nights ago. They just found his body. And her heart's heavy also. Her heart's heavy also. It's just had been going through some things, and he had just found the Lord again, you know, as an adult. And he was on Facebook a couple of days ago and praising God, you know. So It was his time. It was his time. The Lord called him home. So
Jesus.
I just want you to just a short prayer for my Treadwell family.
Yes, hallelujah, Father God, we thank you, Lord. As we come lifting up your daughters this morning, Father God, this afternoon, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace. We thank you, Father God, that you are our strength, Father God. You are our peace. Lord, let peace come and be sealed in the heart of your daughters on today, oh God, as they deal with the loss of a loved one. So, Father God, we know what the Bible says, to be absent from the body is to be present with you, Father God, that they will have peace and know that they are present with you today, oh God, that peace has come in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, and is still in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that joy come right now. Even in this situation, we can still receive joy. So let joy come into the family, oh God, that they will reminisce on those things of the good, oh God, and not of good. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, I ask that you be their strength. Let them receive supernatural strength, Father God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that it's already done, Father God, that you've already fixed, Lord God, and that you're preparing for what's ahead. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you, Sister Connie.
You.
We were praying for you this morning. You know, I know you can't get on the call at 6 a.m., but we always feel your presence. So we did lift you up in prayer this morning. So we thank God
thank
for
you.
You. God bless you. God keep
thank
you. Know that we're praying for you. We're not just saying we're praying and we're not. We are praying for you. You can ask Mother Dillon and Sister Evangelist Leopard and Evangelist Davina and Sister Jordan Adams and Doris and Kim Blade and all of them that's on the call at 6 a.m. But we are praying. We don't leave you out. And Sister Jackson, you can ask them all. We are lifting you up as if you are on the
thank
call.
You.
So at 6 a.m., I'll call your name out. And Sister Connie, and write your name down.
Mm-hmm.
So we are covering you. We love you. We thank God for
all
you.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for one more time, you all. You know how it is when you lose someone close to you, especially a child. I can be devastated, but I want you to know that God is a keeper. I want you to know that God can, hallelujah, God can get you through anything. Hallelujah. If you just trust him, you can receive peace. And people looking at you like, oh, you're doing it. But they know it's nothing but the peace of the Lord that is with you, that is in you. Hallelujah. So right here is a good time just to receive the wholeness of God. Receive the newness of Christ Jesus in your life today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one thing we do know. One day we have to leave this earth. That this life is temporary, temporary. So that's why we fix our mind on the things of the spirit, not the things of the flesh. Because we know that this body has to go back to where it comes from, and it came back from the cave of the earth. But the spirit of God has to go back to the spirit of God. So what is in us, all he has to go back to the Father. Oh, my Lord, my God, so know that though he is called, hallelujah, he's not here with us, but he is to be the presence of his heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I know it's hard to rejoice in a time like this, but when you know you are God, when you know the choice of saving and deliver home and accepted Jesus Christ in their life as their Lord and Savior, you already know they're in a better place, hallelujah. And you can stand on that he or she is in a better place because you know they got their life together. So I want to encourage you all today to make sure that you are ready. Because you never know the time of the hour when God is going to call you home, when it's going to be your last breath, when your heart is going to beat the last beat. So go ahead and start and just thank God right now that he's doing a new thing in you, hallelujah, that you're accepting the change of Jesus Christ. Because we know when we get Christ, we get changed. When we get Christ, we get saved. When we get Christ, we get delivered and set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Almighty God, my God, my God. We thank you. Lord, be with the family on today. It is our prayer that those of the family that are not saved, that have not committed to themselves and received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they will do so, even in this situation, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, at this time, open up your mouth and shout. We have Pastor Doris St. Mary here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout, Pastor. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let your troubles get you down. When Satan blocks your way, stand right up and say, hallelujah, anyhow. That's where we're at right here, hallelujah, anyhow. It don't matter what's going on in your life. It don't matter what it is on this face. Say hallelujah, anyhow.
Hallelujah.
God had already told us that we would see those evil days. But he said just to stay right there. He said, resist evil. So you resist evil in those evil days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, anyhow. Set your mind on the things of Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's where we have right now. And today, I declare that I'm going to rejoice.
Jesus.
And I'm going to be exceedingly glad. I'm going to set my mind in that place of rejoicing and being exceedingly glad.
Jesus.
The thing comes to rob you of your joy.
Jesus.
It comes to rob you of your strength.
Yes,
it comes to rob you of every single thing that God has given you. Rob you of your peace.
Jesus.
But hallelujah, anyhow.
My God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Pastor Manna said, hallelujah, anyhow. Praise, anyhow. Exalt him, anyhow. Every situation and circumstance, good, bad, or other, hallelujah, anyhow. Praise him, anyhow. Glory. Well, even though Sister Connie is going through and feeling down right now, she said, I still can praise him. I still can shout glory, hallelujah, because we serve a God that is able.
Yes.
Hallelujah, anyhow.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Sister Jim, open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise. Going on
this out.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that I'm still here today, Lord. Just
thank
you. Thank you for my family, Lord. I thank you for the brand new great relationship you gave me at 6 o'clock this morning when I woke up this morning. I thank you that my family is all doing well, Lord. I just thank you. I just thank you. I can't do nothing but say thank you.
Thank you, Lord, all day long. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. God bless your mother. God bless your sister Dilla. We thank God for you. This morning at 6 a.m. She was ready. She was, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Because we serve a God, a good God, a great God, an awesome God, a marvelous God, a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Do you know you serve a mighty God? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Dorita Jones, open up your mouth and shout and give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory.
Hallelujah. Thank God. He gave me a brand new day, and I thank him for waking us up this morning and taking care of, keeping us all through the night. And I thank you, Lord, for taking care of all our children and our family, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you right now. I want
thank
you all to
Lord.
Pray for me that I continue to grow strong in Christ. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Increase. Hallelujah. We pray for increase. Increase in our spiritual walk. Increase right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Open up your mouth and shout. And there's this family weapon. Give God our praise. Go ahead and shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory. I got a praise report. I just heard from my son's lawyer. They threw out one of the cases. The other felony, they got it plead down to a misdemeanor, and he will be home tonight.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We call those things on their highway.
Jesus, while we're yet calling, Lord God, you've already answered. Glory
Amen.
To
Glory amen.
To God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory to God. To the trust you more, God. We come trusting you more. Hallelujah. We come seeking you more, Father God. We come, Lord God, Father, more in the name of Jesus Christ. We come with more, Father God. Not asking you for more, but we come, Lord God, with more. Giving more of ourselves, Lord God. More of our time, Lord God. Oh, Lord, trusting you more, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Trusting in your promise, Lord God. And standing on your word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the increase of faith on today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. If you're just don't read it, don't open up your mouth and shout and give God our praise. Glory and honor. Hallelujah.
Yes, I give glory to God. I would just say thank you for waking us up above dirt again, day 7. And I'm so happy for Miss Kimberly Raffer with her son. I'm just full of joy over here because the prayer went forth this morning, and God answered the prayers immediately. So I just want to say thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and God, thank you for the speediness in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. One thing we know, we serve a God that can work right thing. I love you, too. God bless you. God keep you by heaven. He's on his left. We love you. We thank God for you, Pastor Lennon. We thank God for you, Evangelist Kimberly. Well, for God, it's moving in a mighty way. We said that. We trust in God to do it. And we just thank God for one more time. We thank God for restoration. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. How many of us need restoration right now? How many of us need to be restored? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive restoration right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I believe we have Jordan on the line. Hallelujah. Jordan, open up your mouth and give God our praise, glory, and shout, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just thank God this morning for waking me up. I thank you for putting a roof over my head, putting the clothes on my back, and food to eat. And I thank for Miss Kimberly and her great news. I thank you, God, for just working on her behalf. And I thank God for Miss Connie that he would, you know, heal her and her family. I just thank God in advance. And I just thank God for just everything, for life, for my mentors, for my friends, for my family. And I just thank God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, prayer of thanksgiving. Oh, just thank you, Father God, for being who you are, Lord. All that you are, we thank you, Father God. There's nobody greater, hallelujah. We love you, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for keeping us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you all day long, hallelujah. From the rising of the sun into its weird center, we thank you, Lord. We love you, hallelujah. And Jesus Christ's holy name, to God be the glory, amen. It is my prayer right now, Father God, release the grace that we will walk in the Spirit more, that we will operate in the realm of the Spirit, the realm that leads, that's led by the Holy Spirit of the living God, and put to death all the misdeeds of the body. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, to be absent from the body means to be with you, to be closer with you, Lord God, and it is our desire today in the name of Jesus Christ. It is our goal, and we pray that you will release the grace over us right now, that we will be closer to you, and we will walk in the Spirit and in your power. And Lord, even as we follow the Holy Spirit, the leading of the Holy Spirit, oh God, release the grace over us right now that we will operate in the gifts, oh God, that you have portioned for our lives. The gifts that you have portioned us, oh God, to walk in the name of Jesus Christ. And the gifts you portioned and planned for us to walk in, I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your grace that's being released right now. Wherever there is any habits of the flesh, oh God, wherever there is any misdeeds of the body, we thank you right now that you have releasing the grace to help us, oh God, as we walk daily to crucify the flesh. Oh Lord, the things that we desire the most is to be closer to you, Father God, and we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, Lord. Lord, give us you everything else can wait in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we love you and we need you. Hallelujah. More of you and less of ourselves, oh God. Give us you everything else can wait, and we can't thank you enough, Father. If in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone that's on the call today. I have a few things I just want to share with you all today. Just thanking God, you know, being an encouragement to others on the call today. I know there's probably some problem with the line. I see people going out and coming back in. So it must be something going on with the call, but I'm glad that you all came back in and pressing through. The devil is a liar. He's never been truthful. Amen. So today we're talking about a fresh start. You are having a fresh start. The Bible says in Ezekiel 36:26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. So you all, some of the most surprising news about God's presence is that he does more than fix you up the best that he can and send you on your way. So, see, somehow he makes you brand new. His offer of new life is one of the few truly fresh starts that you can ever experience. Now, sure, he doesn't delete the consequences that still have to be battled through you all, but he does have the power to change your heart and help you manage those consequences. So ask him to make you new today in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Colossians 3:10, you all, that you have begun to live the new life in which you are being made new and are becoming like the one who made you. So God's work, you all, in your life doesn't simply make you a better person. It makes you more like him. That's really true, you all. I want you to understand that. That's really true of any loving relationship. The more you focus on another person and interact with him or her, the more you pick up that person's habits and interest, you all. So in the same way, but even more because of the work of the Spirit that's in you, as you focus on God and interact with him, his nature is recovered in your life. Amen? That is a blessing to know if you didn't know it. So the more you get it, you hear me say this, you all, the more you get the word in you, the more you become of the word, the more you become like God in the name of Jesus Christ. The more you come, you become like Christ. Amen? So we thank God today for the word. Let the word of God get in you. Let the word of God transform you and change you in the name of Jesus Christ. Seek God more. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I just wanted a message today for you all before we wrap up here, and I want to just pray over us before we get off the call again here, is to pray specifically. Pray strategic prayers, you all. That's praying specifically as we do on our intercessory prayer call each morning that we're in for 40 days here. The Bible says in Thessalonians 5:16-18, you all, is rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen. So as the old saying goes, you all, if it's big enough to worry about, it's big enough to pray about. So yes, sometimes we don't pray about the specific details of our lives. Instead, we may offer general prayers that are decisively heavy and plateaus of decidedly light and particulars, you all. So the next time you pray, try this. Be very specific about the things you ask God to do for you. Of course, God already knows precisely what you need. He knows infinitely more about your life than you do. But you need to experience you all, of talking to your Creator in honesty. You know, going to God honest. You know, some people go to God, still trying to lie and hold things, and not understand that God knows everything about you. So go to God, speaking honestly, being true, being transparent, like you were to your mother and father. I know we try to hide things from my mother and father, and they already know about it. And when you go to them, they say, "Child, I already knew that. I was just waiting for you to come so I can help you. I know everything about you. I had you. I know you better than you know yourself. And I know you've heard that before. I've heard it before." So today, don't be vague with God. You know, don't be vague with God. Tell him exactly what you need. He doesn't need to hear the details, but you do. He doesn't need to hear the details, but you do. You need to break that down for him. Amen? But you do. Now, Stormy Martin said, you all, God says, we don't need to be anxious about anything. We just need to pray about everything. Amen? So start your prayer day with the prayer of, "Dear Lord, today and every day, I will seek your guidance and listen for your instructions and directions. I will come to you in prayer, Father, and when I do, I will trust your answer." Amen. To God be the glory. I thank God for everyone that's here on the line today. I pray your peace, that peace come and be still. I pray that you receive joy, unspeakable joy, and happiness that overtakes you, that happiness will run you down and hold on to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is my prayer that you prosper, even as your soul prosper. Hallelujah. That there will be no lack of God's goodness operating through and about your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank God for my husband today. As he said, "Oh, something that song, I didn't know he was going to say that," said, hallelujah, anyhow. Can you hallelujah anyhow in your situation and circumstances and trust God and hallelujah anyhow, even when it hurts, even when people turn on you, even when people talk about you, or, you know, when your best friend, hallelujah, just cuts you off all of a sudden, will you hallelujah anyhow for God give you direction and instructions and the one that you win is not the one he called you to be, but it hurts you on the inside? Can you hallelujah anyhow when you don't know how you're going to pay that bill? Hallelujah. When you don't know if they're going to approve your money, and you go, hallelujah, anyhow, can you, hallelujah, anyhow, let them be what you do today, hallelujah, anyhow. God bless you, God keep you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I do. I love you. As we tomorrow is Friday, also we won't be on the show Monday through Thursday. We're here on the show at 12 p.m. Tell somebody about the show. Hallelujah, so they can be sealed. Hallelujah, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's all in Jesus' name that we come together, that we're saved. Hallelujah. And delivered. Amen. To God be the glory. You all have a blessed day. We have knitting service tonight at 7 p.m. Join us. God bless you. We love you. Take care.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.